Mary, I wanted to ask something about something that came up in the last time we recorded.
Oh.
It's something that I've been, we actually should have picked up before. And this has to do with Krishnaji waking up and saying that he'd had a marvelous meditation during the night. Now, Krishnaji said that many times, and even to me,
yes.
And towards the end of his life also.
Yes.
Now, the reason I want to pick this up is because Krishnaji is using the word meditation in a very different way from the way he uses it when he gives his talks. You know, Krishnaji would, when he talked, meditation was a kind of a state of being that you lived in all day long.
Well,
you lived in, you know, it was a, it wasn't something you sat down and did, but it was, but here, this is now something else, because this is something like, that comes to Krishnaji.
Yes.
And in his sleep.
Well,
or
waking.
Or semi-sleep.
And sometimes in there, it says that he came in sleep and continued when he was awake.
Yeah.
But he has said, I think many times, or certainly elsewhere, it comes to you, you cannot go to it.
Well,
you see, he used meditation.
He used the word other for that.
Yes, but he used meditation in various ways. I mean, he would say, I had a marvelous meditation last night.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to call it?
I know.
You know, you. It's people say, why did he use the word teachings? Well, what are you going to call it?
I know.
So you use the word teachings finally, although he resisted being the word at times.
But what I'm trying to get to here, and I don't know if we can say anything more than what we've said, but it's the relationship, perhaps, of this meditation to sleep. See, somehow when the brain was quiet or, well, sleeping,
yes,
that it would come.
That's right.
And
well, you remember the end of his life
I
in the
know,
hospital.
I know.
It came to
and
him.
He, we just, I mean, even when he got back home.
Yes.
Right to the end.
Yes.
And his face would just
yes.
glow.
Yes.
And so it's did he ever say anything to you about, now presumably this also came to Krishnaji during the day, I don't know. I can't remember him ever saying that. But
well,
it seems
I think
it, when he said this, it seems to be when it would come at night.
Well, I don't think any rules about this. And it came at night, it came when he was awake. It came when he, I think, I don't know this, but I feel that when he was walking, you know, by himself ahead, and far off, that I find hard and fast definitions of words.
No, I don't want. I'm not looking for
that. I know
that
you're not looking for that, but I think we have to, when we're talking, recording this way, we have to. People are apt to seize on words.
I know.
And
well, this is something that I feel that they'll seize on. This is why I'm bringing it up.
Yes.
Because they'll say, but look at what Krishnaji said in the, you know, all these public talks about meditation, and this seems to be something different. And indeed, it does seem to be different. He is using the word in a different way.
Well, I don't know if it's different. It may be wider than whatever we conceive of as one instance of it. I'm uneasy of making, trying to explain anything too much, because I don't think I have
exactly.
any right to.
And what I'm doing is fishing around for any comments he said, anything else he said, any.
Now he
even
wants,
you're saying maybe, you know, there's something. You know, when he's walking off alone, far ahead on his own in nature, that
No, he wouldn't. Then he wouldn't talk at all, but he would say afterward.
Yes.
Something about it. He wouldn't say, "I am having a meditation." You see, it would only be mentioned afterward because. Mm-hmm. Though once I remember when we were in that house in Kingston Vale, Alain was with us. I must have talked about it. He had us come in and sit on the floor in his room and just be silent, like a,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
a sort of meditation where nobody spoke,
mm-hmm.
a sort of emptying the mind kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't very specific about anything, but I think he probably would have called that a meditation, though I don't recall exactly whether he used the words. But it was to sit and sort of be very quiet and turned in.
But you see, that's something very different.
Mm. That is
different. You sit down and you deliberately do this.
When you sit down and you make yourself available by sitting down.
Yes,
you
exactly.
See, it isn't that you do something.
No.
You make circumstances possibly more conducive to something happening
exactly.
If it's going to happen.
Exactly.
There's Kelsey's friend.
Yeah. And the same thing, well, or something else happens at night.
I don't even
well,
want to
it
call
happen.
It something else.
Yes.
Because I don't know what happened at night, and I don't know what happened when he was walking in the hills, and I don't know. In the sense of something definable or
mm-hmm.
describable.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it seemed, it was to the degree that anything could be said about it, it was not only something deeply important,
mm-hmm.
fundamentally important in his life, and it persistently and a presence of something that he that was kind of almost something centered in his life, I felt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I felt in a way the reality for him was stronger in all that than the exterior things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm inventing that, I don't know, but it was
that's
a
your
strong
sense of
feeling,
it, right?
A sense of it.
Yeah.
It's so easy to assume things, to make something fit what one can imagine.
Quite so.
And I'm very leery of that.
Yeah.